it's not as windy and cold and brutal and gross as yesterday, but still a little chilly. 17 degrees right now in Portland, going up to the 30s today. Mm. And there's like no big significant snow in sight for a while.
So excited!
I don't want to jinx it, but
spring is here!
Well, technically it is meteorological spring.
Really?
I think. We'll have to ask the actual meteorologist, Todd, that.
Huh.
But I think March 1st is when the weather people say, okay, spring.
I've always said March is like spring, and then everybody's always like, oh, ha, 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 winter lasts 12 months here in mine.
Yeah, well.
Well, which is true.
That is true.
But I always think of like March as like, okay, we made
it.
I mean, maybe there's one more, but then it melts.
Right.
See, I talk myself through this.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Like a therapy session.
Uh-huh.
But who needs a therapist?
No, I know. I have you.
So, everything's open now. Let's go back. No more wearing masks. Everything's fine, and we'll just open everything up.
Mm.
What the hell is happening in Texas?
My nephew, who lives down there, sent me a text last night, and he was like, do you know how crazy this is? There's no more masks.
And Mississippi. Mississippi starts today. Texas is next week.
I was like, have you guys all, because my brother and sister-in-law and my nephew all live down there. So, I was like, have you guys all gotten your vaccines? He's like, no, not yet. Like, they're, like, freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Like,
now, I know that the vaccines seem to be more available in Texas. I don't know if it's, I don't know how.
It can't be that available, because my brother's, what, 45? So
right.
He hasn't got, and I know he's going to get it as soon as it, and my sister-in-law is 42. So it can't be too far ahead,
My
right?
friend got it. He's, like, 30. He just went to a place that where they don't really believe in vaccines, and they had extras.
What?
Yeah, and he wasn't, he's not like in part of any group or.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. I've always said Texas is the land of no laws.
Yeah.
It's like the Wild West. I lived in Texas for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I lived in Houston, which is like a normal functioning city.
Uh-huh.
You go outside of Houston, look out.
Yeah.
There ain't no laws. No, it's like, don't come on my property, I'll shoot you. That's the only law.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. So they're open, you know, forget the virus.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's worrisome.
But I will say there's part of me that was a little jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, yeah. I kind of thought for a second, I was like, oh, that would be nice.
But it's coming. Like,
we're so close. Especially now, did you see the new news is that Biden says there's going to be enough vaccinations for every adult American by the end of May.
I just hope that happens. You
like,
know,
this like, is where we are getting there.
And you know what? And there's new big, huge sites popping up every, I think they just announced.
Portland Expo was this week.
Hannaford Pharmacies, I feel like.
Maybe. I haven't seen that, but
there was
yeah.
like some, like a bunch of those are going to start doing. Like, it's just the more of these that open, mm-hmm. let's go. Like this, we really, guys, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's emotional.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's exciting.
It sure is.
Especially if you live in Texas.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And what? And here's the thing about wearing masks. I mean, there's proof that it works. You know what I mean? The
mm-hmm.
masks are one of the most effective things.
Yeah.
Like, you can spray down a table, great.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a mask, and that's what really prevents the transmission. And that's been proven, you know, to work. And that's one of the reasons that the numbers go down is social distancing and masks.
Yeah.
You know, and washing your hands and, you know, not sneezing on everybody. I mean, like, there's a lot of little other little things, but it really is the masks.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten so used to this that I feel kind of bad for the people who have really pretty eyes and busted teeth.
Oh.
Because the masks have been great for them.
Well, I know. It's kind of,
you know,
I know.
Like, there are definitely people who have seen, like, you know, an increase in interest from others because of the mask.
Because
mm-hmm. it's covering up the, you know.
The reality.
Right.
Yeah.
But they have, you know, and I thought, God, you know, I really feel for people who have, like, beautiful eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, they open their mouth and, oh, okay, well, it doesn't really match. But the masks really have put them on a new level.
Yeah.
You know, and now Texas is going to take that away from them.
How dare they?
How dare they? You know?
You just looked really cute when you did that.
The masks have been really good for some of those people.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Right.
See? And now they cared.
Mm.
So anyway, all right, good morning. It's March 3rd. It's Wednesday, hump day.
Whoop,
and
whoop.
I think, you know, as a demonstration of patriotism and of a sort of a salute to our country, we should start the show with a maybe not the full anthem, but a small piece of the national anthem to really, you know, remind ourselves that we're all committed to one country, united, you know, that we'll defeat the virus together.
Mm-hmm.
And under the red, white, and blue.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? Oh.
All right, there we go. Let's get this show on the road. That was, by the way, the best they could get to sing the anthem at the Conservative Political Action Committee opening.